Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Sulawesi Chamber of Commerce and Sulawesi High School's first Job Shadow Day is today. This valuable educational initiative will prepare students for their careers by bridging the gap between education and the workplace. Heidi Sorrell, Executive Director of the Sulawesi Chamber of Commerce.
A ton of students registered to be a part of that, a lot of businesses, but we're very excited about it. It'll be Sulawesi's first job shadow.
The Chamber expects around 152 high school juniors to participate in this event, exploring various careers and industries. Hosts for the Job Shadow Day will be able to share their industry expertise and daily responsibilities with students by guiding them through practical activities, allowing them to better understand their work and company culture. Job Shadow Day is on Wednesday, March 26th, with check-in at 8 a.m. at Sohai Commons. Shadowing time will begin at 8:30 and end at 12:30 p.m. Students and hosts will meet for lunch shortly after at Sulawesi Prep School. The Russian River Campground is closed. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
The Russian River Campground in the Chugach National Forest is closed to all public use, both vehicle and foot traffic, from March 24th through June 3rd of this year due to a major road reconstruction project. The Seward Ranger District issued the closure, which affects all roads, trails, parking lots, campground loops, and facilities within the area. The work involves rebuilding a one-mile section of Russian River Campground Road with heavy machinery in use daily to install retaining walls and reinforce the roadway. Forest officials say the project poses a significant safety risk, making the closure necessary. All access trails to the campground will be shut down, including a section of the Russian Lakes Trail. However, the Angler's Trail will remain open, but only by boat on the Kenai River or by using the Russian River Ferry at Sportsman's Landing. Following the wall construction, paving and safety rail installation will continue later this year. The improvements aim to boost long-term access and prevent hillside erosion, which helps protect salmon habitats. For further details, as well as ways to find alternate camping options and updates, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
The Kenai Borough Assembly has postponed an ordinance to amend the Resiliency and Security Advisory Commission. Ordinance 2020-25 established the commission. The proposed amendment to the ordinance aims to enhance the RSAC's effectiveness by shifting coordination from the planning department to the mayor's office, allowing for broader collaboration on area-wide issues. Assemblymember Willie Dunn mentioned the motion to postpone the decision, enabling the mayor's office to oversee the RSAC. He said there was a fair bit of discussion about potential amendments, and they also received additional information that Dunn had not known before about some of the potential legal problems with some of the duties of the RSAC that were in the original enabling legislation from 5 years ago.
I think that I would like some additional time to work with the legal department and to work with Mr. Cox on maybe solidifying some of these proposed amendments.
Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki stated it won't stop the mayor's office from working with RSAC on the solid waste project.
It stops us from moving forward on any forward motion with the actual committee, but it doesn't stop us from those two members participating in that exercise.
For more information on this story, visit RadioKenai.com. The State House of Representatives wants the Trump administration and the Canadian government to back away from a potential trade war. The House overwhelmingly approved a resolution on Monday saying it opposes restrictive trade measures or tolls that could harm the unique relationship between Canada and Alaska or negatively affect the integrated economies. The resolution also says that ties to Canada account for more than 20,000 jobs in Alaska. The resolution passed by a vote of 33-4. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.